What gives you confidence about your future? You know, everyone is trusting something for their future. Some people trust their savings account. Some trust their health or their abilities or education or their reputation. But all of those things can disappear overnight. And yet Paul points believers to a better source of confidence. He writes, "We rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Biblical hope is not wishful thinking. It is confident expectation rooted in God's promises. Our confidence is not found in our grip on God. It is found in God's grip on us. Paul says that we rejoice because we know where the story ends. The believer will stand in God's presence, fully redeemed, fully transformed, and fully satisfied in Christ. So notice what Paul does not say. He does not say, "Be confident because you're strong." He doesn't say, "Be confident because you'll never fail." He says, "Be confident because God has already established your standing through Christ. The same Savior who justified you is the Savior who will keep you," which means tomorrow's uncertainties do not have the final word. An economy does not, a diagnosis does not, an election does not, your fears do not have the final word, but Jesus does. And so the Christian can face an uncertain future because our future is secured by an unchanging Savior. So what future concern do you need to place under God's promises today? Pray this with me. Lord, strengthen my confidence in your promises and not in my circumstances. Here are two peoples that you can pray for. Jared and Megan Etheridge and their family are missionaries in South Africa. And also pray for the Swahili LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, and Burundi.